VIA Spotlight on Avon Lake, presented by the North Coast Building Industries Association. This portion is brought to you by the North Coast VIA Building, lasting value for over 70 years. We've got the president of the NCBI, Mary Felton, this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, and a beautiful morning.
I want to let you introduce our special guest that you've brought with
well,
us.
Well, you know, I just found a special guest roaming around here at Sweetbriar Legacy this morning, and I have with me today one of our wonderful members of the NCBIA and Avon Lake, Bucky Koff. Good morning.
How am I supposed to react to that? But thank you very much, Mary.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and chatting with us this morning. Your name synonymous with a lot of building homes in Avon Lake and the surrounding communities. Can you take us back just a little bit to sort of how that started for you, that you became one of those people that builds neighborhoods, houses, involved in the real estate business?
Well, that's not a quick answer, obviously, but most of it started with a hammer and a saw. And pretty soon it became building communities and environments that we think is where people want to live.
Well, it's obviously, it's worked to that extent. You've built things that people really like and wanted more of. What are some of the latest projects that you have involved?
Basically, we have Avon Lake and Catawba Island. The Avon Lake is obviously where you're announcing from right now, Legacy Point. Probably have about 800 homes and cluster homes. They're inclusive when I talk that way. And another 400 still to be built around the golf course. We've got several other developments in Avon Lake being our base of operation from a little bit lower price home. The nice thing about Avon Lake is that you can get a starter home and you can go as high as you want in terms of different lifestyles. We also have a great apartment complex, the old Aquamarine we bought years ago, tore it down, and that's doing quite well. Another lifestyle community with a golf course and a multitude of different lifestyles of apartment units. So, you know, this is one that I could talk for hours, so I'm just going to thank, you know, all of you before for putting the spotlight on Avon Lake. It's our hometown. We're very proud of it. I've heard you talk during the course of the week. You've had a lot of the different leaders in Avon Lake. You've had a lot of the great business people in Avon Lake, and we're proud of it. It's a great community, and I know you don't want to keep hearing it over again about our great schools and services, but the biggest thing that I'm proud of, other than that, you just announced that our Avon Lake boys golf team won the sectional, and the girls won third place yesterday, and they're going on to the district. So we take great pride in working with the kids in the community down here at Sweetbriar.
Well, they got a nice golf course right in their backyard.
You got it.
Absolutely. You mentioned Avon Lake Catawba. Do you follow the grapevines or something? Is that
Well, it's yes. I guess there's a little bit of a little bit of a wine taste here. We do have John Chris Winery on the grounds of Legacy Point here in Sweetbriar, doing quite well. So.
And here, a beautiful golf course. What did it take to bring all of this together and design it?
Well, that's, you know, again, those kind of questions are not easy ones to answer. It's, you know, you start with the vision, you start with what the market needs are out there, and you employ a lot of good people and good professionals to help you put the program together.
What was this land prior to being turned into a golf course? Just
this golf course was built many years ago by the Palmer family, known as Sweetbriar. They started with 9 holes. They got to 27. 1988, we were able to purchase it. And, of course, as a young man and developer growing up in Avon Lake, I kept buying the land surrounding the existing golf course. And now that when we purchased the golf course, added the land around it, now we have a grand total of about 650 acres, and that comprises the entire development of Legacy Point. And so, you know, on it you have not only the golf course, You've got recreation, swimming pool over there. You have tennis courts. You've got a great clubhouse. The winery is on the same grounds. And it's just a great place, loaded with trees, as you can see looking out the window. It's a beautiful piece of land, and it was voted for one of the best and most popular communities of the year by several of the BIAs of Greater Cleveland and Lorain County several different times. So, you know, we're here. I was up about 5 in the morning making the rounds out there, and thank God sales have been good after some tough years, and we're moving forward.
Well, you always have to kind of weather the storm through different years, and you've been in business a number of years anyway, so you've seen ebbs and flows in that type of industry.
Well, you know, something is, I always jokingly say many times, you know, you get near bankrupt and all the depressions 20 times, and you get wealthy 21. The object is to be on the winning side. And I have a great company. I have great people. I've had great support from subcontractors and banks. I have great support from the city of Avon Lake. The city fathers and leaders of the community have always supported us, no matter what we've done at Avon Lake, and I take a lot of pride in that. A lot of people talk about what they do. I like to think that we're the type of people that walk the talk. It's very important to do is what you say you're going to do, and then little by little, okay, you have no difficulty of getting other approvals.
Mary Felton, the president of North Coast BIA. Bucky's probably an example of what a lot of people who are in the BIA look towards to think, that's a goal of mine or that's an aspiration of something that I could possibly become.
Absolutely. Bucky has been not only a great leader to look up to, he has been a supporter of the building industry for many years, gives back. He's being a little modest. He gives so much back to our association and the industry in a whole. So we are very lucky to have a member, a long time member, that supports the association as he does. So I'm just excited. And as he's saying, the building is looking up. As his title company, I get excited, keep them coming. So just wonderful. And we do have the virtual Parade of Homes coming up, which Bucky is a part of. And definitely want everyone to look at www.ncbia.com for that virtual parade that's coming to the local community soon.
Get a chance to see the different builders and all the homes that are out there and get a little preview of what the building. Some of them, I guess, are still not even being built yet. They can use that. And then the ones that are, they can go visit them after seeing them in this virtual parade.
We have a good in a bad problem. The builders are out of models, they're out of specs, and we haven't seen that in so long. You know, it's almost exciting, and then at the same time I'm jumping around telling all of them, hurry up, get one up, because right, there's so many buyers out there right now because the rates are good.
I feel sorry for that one home that's built that sometimes sits there and you're thinking, when are they going to start building its friends in the neighborhood? And then, of course, now things have picked up a bit more and there's some of that happening.
Well, that is that's not unusual in the building industry. I mean, you always need to have a few ready for immediate occupancy, and sometimes you make it, they're positive, and sometimes they're negative if they don't sell in a reasonable period of time. One thing I do want to interject here about the industry, you know, the great home building industry is spread out across this country, and it really is probably the biggest industry. It just so happens we're not under one roof. And it's people like Mary Felden, who is one of our great presidents of this association. She was the first female president, which we're very thankful to have her. She's got a great support staff sitting behind me. And the all we have in life to look forward to is our association that's connected. We're also, being Lorain County and the BIA, we're also part of the Ohio Home Builder Association and the national NEHB. So it's our only voice in the industry, okay, to help us solve the problems that we face day to day in our industry. So, but Mary's doing a great job. We love her. And unfortunately, of course, she may get reelected next year. We'll see. She thought it was a one-year stint, but they drafted her for another year, and she's done such a great job. I don't think we want to let her go.
That's right. If you do a good job, there's always they always want you back, I guess.
Thank you, Bucky. I am finishing up my second year term, so, you know, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, great to be a part of. It's a passionate industry, and like Bucky said, we're all kind of stuck with it.
Yep. Well, we appreciate both of you stopping in this morning, helping support our broadcast here. It's a broadcast from the Legacy Restaurant and Grill overlooking Sweetbriar. And, Craig, we're going to find out a little bit of some of the food that's served here at this restaurant. That'll be coming up on the other side.